Etima ponga ngale toza miso jala lingunga Etima ponga ngale toza miso jala lingunga.
Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Our trivia question for this week is, and it's a difficult one, what is the nearest city to Kibbutz Na'aran, and how far away is it? This week, Nave and Tamar Bar are back with us, and we'll answer this and other interesting questions about the work they're doing in Israel. Thanks again for coming.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I know that you are participating in a very, very interesting new creative kibbutz experience. I think a lot of people aren't aware that they're a new kibbutzim and that it's not something that's just kind of left over from the 20s with a lot of old people. So could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, 6 years ago, my friends and I, we are graduated, if you can say that, youth movement. And after we worked there as in the management, we decided that we want
to build our own community.
Our own community in Na'aran. So we got help from the Takam, that is the kibbutzim organizations, and they give us a place that was abandoned kibbutz, and they say, this is empty, this is the best you can get, you have everything,
you have factory, you have agriculture there, you have the houses.
Yeah.
Go.
Abandoned factory, I imagine. If it was
No. All like the factory and the plantations were run by, like, they managed it, other people worked there, and so they kept it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it paid the death of the old kibbutz that was abandoned.
What kind of factory?
Plastic factory.
Ah. Plastic.
Uh-huh.
Nylon.
Oh, okay.
The only problem of us being in Na'aran, that it's behind
behind the border of 67.
Yeah.
It's in the area of the Jordan Valley, near the Dead Sea and near Jericho, which is
10 kilometers.
10 kilometers from us. But that's an area that has also other kibbutzes and agriculture settlements, and not like the other settlements on the mountain near Shechem and Ramallah, which are just houses and not places who works the land. And
the Jordan Valley is like the center of the palms industry in Israel. Not industry.
Plantations.
Plantations, yes.
That's the best weather for the palms.
Mm-hmm.
It's dry and it's very, very hot.
Yeah, it's not that easy for human beings to live there. In the summer it's 40 degrees.
And
every
above.
Day.
That's about 104, I think, Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
For people who don't understand.
And at night it goes to 37, 35.
Yeah, you go out in the evening and it's like
hot.
38 degrees.
Only 100 degrees Fahrenheit, right, in the evening. Nice and cool.
Now, the idea of building a kibbutz, and like in the 20s, like the what used to be, and not to give up the idea, is that people who grew up in the socialist youth movements do think that the community is a good thing and people should be living together and support each other economically and culturally and mentally and everything, and to create something together. And it's something that happens in other places in Israel also. Those young kibbutzes coming
most
to
of
life.
Them most of them are מחנכים, educated.
Okay, and those kibbutzes, they don't build themselves on just agriculture, if
an
at
industry.
All, an industry, but mostly on education.
Education kibbutz.
The people who come to live in those kibbutzes are coming from the education field, the non-formal education, and they just keep doing it with the community, working in schools, in other communities, which usually kids who grew up in a very small place, when they reach some age, are getting very bored with themselves and starting to do a lot of nonsense. And people are just getting into these places and working with the children, with the parents, and trying to do things different.
Where? So,
we can tell about what's going on in our kibbutz.
In the periphery.
So we have
we have few
fields in education that they're working. Our friends.
So he's outside the area. It's like all over Israel.
They're doing seminars in schools about Zionism, about Judaism, about what's the meaning of
the Holocaust. There is a few guide to Poland.
To Poland,
yeah.
Who takes the kids to Poland after a very long preparation.
I can imagine.
For that.
They would need a long preparation.
And they go to all schools like in Israel, not all of the schools in Israel, but not the schools just in the area, but
in Be'er Sheva, in the north,
in the Galilee.
So all kinds of schools they working with, doing the seminars and stuff like that.
So does the school contact the kibbutz and say, we would like a seminar on this topic?
Yeah.
Please send us somebody.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, usually the
kibbutz contact the school.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get in contact. And it's a part of a larger network of places who does seminars for school.
Uh-huh.
So that's the way it's working. And the other way is working in the area of the Jordan Valley. Which has a lot of educational problem because it's a very distant and remote
from Jerusalem,
from
or anywhere.
And most of the places are now in a very bad economic situation, like most of the families who live in the Jordan Valley, and it affects the whole environment of the family, and there is a lot of problem. Educational problem, a lot of drugs, a lot of crime going on, and the education system is kind of falling apart. And our friends are working in the school, and in the afternoon, going to those places and working with the children.
With the children between
are
the
these
ages.
Towns or
no, small moshav and kibbutzes.
It's
a really small place. It's like 100 families, 50 families in one place. Really
like
small.
Like you have 15 kids between the age of 13 to 18, or 10 kids between the age
6
to 12.
It's really small.
Yeah.
And they really, like, the people there really love what our friends is doing, and because they're bringing this young spirit, and now they're doing it's a summer vacation, which is a very problematic time with children, and they brought the idea of doing
summer camp during the night.
Yeah, summer camp during the night.
During the night?
Yeah, because the kids usually stay awake at night, and usually, like, not the younger kids, but the older kids, the high school kids, stay awake at night, and usually just drinking and vandalizing the place. That's
vandalizing their own moshav.
Getting steal something, stuff like that. So they got the idea that three nights a week, during July and August, there'll be something really, really cool to do.
You go to them, or do you bring them all together in one place?
Sometimes like this, sometimes like that. Like doing paintball fights inside the plantations with bring on lights and stuff like that, and doing this music session and taking them to navigate at night in the white sands near the Dead Sea or stuff like that the whole summer. And so it's really something that
and during the day it's really hot, so it's better
to do stuff at night.
So how many people are on your kibbutz? How many members?
There are 40 people.
40 people. And
which is
Tamara is the oldest woman in the
kibbutz. I'm 28 and I'm the oldest girl, and the oldest boys are around 29,
3 months above me.
And there are 3 couples married and a few other which are not.
And the youngest, how old is
the youngest? Are still in the army.
Uh-huh.
At the moment,
21, 22.
And the kibbutz is running as in a groups.
In groups.
Not everybody is just one community, because when we look on the old kibbutzes and we say what happened, what went wrong, mostly you can say that when you are
in a community of 250 people, and
it's not intimate. And how can you share everything with people that you're not having an intimate relationship with them?
Mm-hmm.
So most of the new kibbutzes today are trying to work as
keeping
the
communities
a kibbutz of small groups, which have the strongest ties inside a small group of 12. 15 people.
So people join together as a group?
Yes. Usually they come to the kibbutz as a group
from the time
of the army or even before. But also other groups can be created afterwards and come as a group.
There is a program in the army that's called the Nachal. Noar Chalutzi Lochem. It combines group into the army, and they bring them to kibbutzim. And after that, they are...
The army allows those groups to be as much time together as a group during their army service.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that really helps for the groups to build themselves and hold themselves afterwards.
Do they all come from the same youth movement?
There are a few from the youth movement of the Machanot Olim, which is an Israeli Zionist youth movement that started on the 20s.
Yeah.
With kids who wanted to hike a lot in Israel, and from that it evolved to groups and to combine idea of Zionism and socialism. I come from the Shomer Tzair, and I met Nove, and I got to the kibbutz, and that's how I joined. But I grew up on the same ideas of living in a community and be a part of it. So the kibbutz today runs as a community of small communities. There is a lot of things that we do together as the whole kibbutz. But there is
the
also...
The holidays and Shabbat,
Kabbalat Shabbat, we do together. And there are also things that you do in your intimate group.
Mm-hmm. What plans do you have for the future?
We're having.
I don't mean personal plans. I know what your personal plans are. You're having a baby, but
yeah. It's gonna affect the whole kibbutz too.
Yeah, it's gonna.
Our baby is the first baby of the kibbutz, so it's
like there is
everything is going to change. Everybody is very excited.
They are planning to be a meeting about the baby.
A meeting
about the baby problem. What are we gonna do with the baby?
How do we arrange ourselves?
Yeah.
But I mean, as a kibbutz, okay, are you planning to grow? Or you
the kibbutz is planning to grow, but
one of the
programs is to build another communities in Jerusalem and
in Haifa
area of the members of the Machanot Olim of the youth movement, not old members, but grown up members. Of the Machanot Olim that will
groups, other groups who
that
want
will made a movement of Machanot Olim
grown ups
and
when you say grown ups, what are you talking about here?
Beyond 18,
beyond 21.
18, 20. I mean, yeah, like after the youth part of your life, like when because you start
it's
to be
youth
here.
Movement. But a lot of people like they're not anymore in the youth movement or work there, but they're still in the youth movement program.
They still believe in the values of the youth movement and they want to live it. And you need a community, you need a group. Mm-hmm.
And
to live with other people.
And old kibbutzes don't give you that support.
Uh-huh.
And today there's also city kibbutzes in Israel.
Kibbutz in the city.
A kibbutz in the city.
Yeah.
And that's
because everybody is working in the education, so it's not a problem. You don't need the fields and you don't need the factories.
Yeah.
You
just live in the city in a, like, you know, the
in
same
a community.
Yeah, in the same three or two blocks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And do things together.
Yeah. Yeah. Working in neighborhoods and yeah, there are very nice things that the city kibbutzes in Israel are doing. They're sitting in a very tough neighborhood or very poor cities mm-hmm. in Israel and doing really sacred work.
Well, it's good that the movement's been able to evolve, because if a movement like that doesn't evolve, it just dies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that I think it shows that the idea of the kibbutz is not dead.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need to rethink it all the time. There is no answers of how to do it right and what's the ultimate way of doing a kibbutz or doing, I don't know, a community life. Every group finds its own answer, and that's the beauty of it. Like, you really need to ask yourself the question sincerely and to deal with it.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
Your coming and visiting us, and I hope that you'll come back soon.
Thank you.
Well, this is the last program of the English Corner for this season, and it also marks 6 months since I took over the show. As you know, every week I end the program by giving you our email address and asking for comments, suggestions, or questions that you would like us to answer on the air. I just want you to know that feedback is really important to us, and in preparing our programs for next season, I'd like to know if there are any subjects our listeners are interested in hearing about, and anything about the show that you particularly like or think could use improvement. So, here's our email address again. EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I really hope to hear from you. I'll leave you now with Idan Reichel. You should really present this.
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
The name of the song is Better Words Than These, and it's from the CD called
Ma'amakim,
which means Out of the Depths. I hope you all have a great summer, and we'll be back with more programs in September.